today we're going to learn Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are on Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara is going to bring another story where Rabbi Yochanan Paskin to an Amora to do the opposite of his Svarah. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Ikla li Gavla. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba went to a place called Gavla. Chaz benos Yisrael demi Abran me ovdik chavim ashe malu velo tavlu. And he saw that there were Jewish girls who were becoming pregnant by being with men who were non-Jews that had gone through a bris milah, but had not yet gone to the mikvah. And chazachamra, he also saw that there was wine, demazgu ovdik chavim v'shasu Yisrael, that the ovdik chavim would pour and the Jewish people would drink from that wine. And also chazaturmusa, he saw a certain type of bean, of round bean that looks like a lentil, deshalkiluhu ovdik chavim, that the goyim were cooking, v'yachle Yisrael, and Jewish people are eating, v'lomerluhu v'lomidi, and he didn't say anything to them. Also, Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Chiya bar Abba came to Rabbi Yochanan, and he told him everything that he saw. So when Rabbi Yochanan heard this, Amar Lehi said, Tzevach reiz al b'neihem, shein mamzerim, go and make an announcement that the children of these Jewish women are mamzerim, and va'al yenor mishum yayin nesach, their wine is yayin nesach, and al turmus mishum shulev dechavim, and that with the food that they're eating, these beans, is bishalakum, mishum shein b'nei Torah. And we asked them, even though it's not a machul chashav, and it's not something that's all al shulchan malachim, we're going to say that it's also mishum b'shalakum because these people are not b'nei Torah. So that's why it's worthwhile being machmir. So now we explain each of these psakim. Al b'neim she mamzerim. Why is it that he had to announce that the children of mamzerim, Rabbi Yochanan Tamei? This is Rabbi Yochanan Shitaso. Dom Rabbi Yochanan Yolam Einom. Ger ad shim of the Yitbal. Person's conversion is only complete when he goes through both Mila and Tvila. V'kivin de lo tavil, Ovid Chavimu. And if this person didn't go to the mikvah, he's an Ovid Chavim. V'yam rab bar b'chanam Rabbi Yochanan, Ovid Chavim v'Eved Abal Bas Yisrael, Havlad Mamzer. And the halach is that if an Ovid Chavim or an Eved is Boel, a Jewish woman, the child is going to be a Mamzer. Al yeinu mishum yayin nesach. And the reason he asked for the yayin as yayin nesach, mishum, because we say the mashal that we gave, lech lech amr nazira schar schar le karma le sikrav, that we tell a nazir, you can't go even anywhere near the vineyard, you might come to eat from the grapes that are asked to you. So every person has to distance himself from the avera of drinking yayin nesach. So don't drink even wine that was touched bekocho by a guy, even if all they did was be mozik b'mayim, all they did was that they diluted the wine by putting water into it. And al termusim mishum shulev v'cham v'yishen b'nei Torah taim adin b'nei Torah b'nei Torah shari, that it sounds like the only reason he asked their food as bishalakum was because they're not b'nei Torah. But had they been b'nei Torah, then these beans would not be a problem of bishalakum. So ask the Gemara of Amrav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Amrav Kol Shenechel Kmo Shu Chai Ein Bo Mishulim Bishulei of the Chavim. Don't we learn that anything that's edible raw is not subject to bishalakum? Since the termosim are not edible raw, they're only edible cooked, it should be subject to bishalakum, and therefore should be usher whether they're b'nei Torah or not. It shouldn't only be a chumra because they're inan b'nei Torah. This should have been something that's an absolute halacha, because this is a food that's inedible raw. Says Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, ki hachlish nesvirilei, damar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, amarav, kol sheino lal shechum alachim, lafis bo sapasin, but mishum shulei rechavim. Rabbi Yochanan holds like the other lashon, which is that anything that's not olal shulchan malachim to be malafes hasapas, to make the bread more tasty, is not subject to bishul akum. And time then b'nei Torah ha-b'nei Torah shari, and that's why these beans are not olal shulchan malachim. They're not such a chash of a food, and that's why the only reason they were usher is because these people are not b'nei Torah. Had they been b'nei Torah, the ikar adin is that these beans are in fact mutter. Baim neimer Rav Kahana. So they asked Rav Kahana, Ovid Chav Mao. Can the Ovid Chavim carry the grapes of a Jew from the vineyard to the gas? Amr Lahu, so Rav Kahana said, Aser, no they can't. Mishum, Lech Lech Amr Nazira, Schar Schar Lekarma Lo Sikrav, because of this concern that you can't even go anywhere near the vineyard, that you might come to eat from the grapes that are Aser to you. So over here as well, since you have to stay away from Yayin Nesach, you have to keep him away from even schlepping the grapes. Esfer, Rav Yemel, Rav Kahana, so Rav Yemel challenged Rav Kahana. It says in the Braisa, Ovid Chavim, Shehevi anav legas b'salin ubedudorin afal pisha yain mezalif alein muter. That if the goyim carry the grapes in different types of jugs to put them in the wine press, even though the grapes that are in the wine press are already pouring over them, it's that the wine is going to be muter. So you see that there's no iser in the guy carrying the grapes to the gas. Amalei hevi kamrit anav chachila kamina. No. What your Bryce is showing you is that b'di'evet, if they did it, it would be mutter. Not that l'chadchila, you're allowed to do it. I'm telling you l'chadchila, they're not allowed to carry the grapes. So, I guess the main point over here is a number of things that we ask for because of a concern midrabanan. Because of concern midrabanan that it will lead to worse things. So they include a guy who was mosaic yayin, who diluted yayin, a guy who cooked something that is in ol al shulchan malachim, but in a place where people are not b'nei Torah, and a guy carrying the grapes to a vineyard. Okay, so it's a short amud. We'll stop there, and b'ezras Hashem tomorrow we'll pick up on daf nun tes amud beis.